501, Unit 1, Recording 1.4. According to research, there are 576 languages that are critically endangered. Does anyone know what it means for a language to be endangered?
Is it like when an animal is endangered and they're all close to dying?
Yes, Mark. That's a good comparison. Specifically, a critically endangered language is one where only grandparents and older generations speak the language. It is not used frequently, and younger generations may not even understand it. For example, many Native American languages are being pushed out, such as Cherokee and Pawnee. In South America, Spanish is the national language in most countries, so older languages, such as Quechua, Kichwa, and Guarani, are slowly dying out. In Africa, it is encouraged to abandon original tribal languages in order to speak Swahili, creating the same demise for those indigenous tongues as well. Older languages are pushed out by newer, broader ones, and immigrant languages are no longer passed down to children. Does anyone have any personal experience with a dying language? Yes, Augustina?
My family is originally from the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. In fact, my grandparents still live there. They speak Mayan, and my mom understands them, and we can speak it a little, but it was never taught to me. We learned Spanish in school, but I have heard that there are some elementary schools that are trying to teach Mayan to the children in order to save the language.
That's an excellent example. In fact, many governments and historians are trying to find solutions to save these dying languages. We've defined critically endangered languages and given some examples, which brings me to my main point today. Why should we care about dying languages? What are your thoughts, Yasmin? Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I would think it has a lot to do with culture, right? Very good. Languages are how we share culture. And as languages die, the cultures they represent also begin to die. Preserving languages allows us to preserve the local culture and knowledge, such as stories, poems, songs, and history. In fact, communities that work to preserve their indigenous languages see better educational outcomes and lower drug use, because bilingualism is good for the brain, and preserving culture is good for self-worth and identity. Language and culture are closely connected. That's why it should matter to us that these languages are dying, because we would lose valuable history and the identity of the people who speak it. Now, let's read more about this in the textbook.